The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
You're listening to The Hard Shoulder here at News Talk. This is Adrian Kennedy in for Ciarán today. Now, staffing issues are set to reach their peak over the next few weeks with a significant number of people falling victim to COVID. We've already seen over the Christmas break how many airlines had to cancel flights, including Aer Lingus, because of staff isolating or having COVID-19. And in the face of such adversity, what can business owners do to keep their operation running smoothly? Well, joining me on the line to discuss this is Mary Connaughton, who is Director of the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development. Mary, you're welcome to The Hard Shoulder.
Hello, how are you this afternoon?
Good, thank you. Now, even in a normal year, a normal Christmas can be a tricky time to get staff with so many people taking time off over the festive period. How are businesses going to cope between people contracting COVID, being close contacts? We can see already the amount of people that are isolating. How are companies going to deal with this?
There's a lot of nervousness out there around it, and we're already seeing businesses being affected by it, and we think that it's really going to be much more visible next week, because as you say, there are quite a number of businesses who would actually have closed this week if they weren't direct service or retail, and even those businesses we can see are being impacted and are having to close when they find that they haven't got the staff to deliver a service. And then we think that that's going to get even worse next week when so many more businesses are open and are impacted by high levels of absence.
Is there any way to plan for these eventualities? Because some companies obviously could have a load of people out, other companies may have none out at all.
Yeah, and it also depends on the particular role that somebody might be in. So what we say is that the first things companies need to do is to actually sit down and look at what particular staff they absolutely need to have on place to do the critical roles. So there, you can have people in different functions in a business, you know, that would be okay if they were missing for a few days or if they were under-resourced for a while. But when it comes to the actual sort of the customer service, the production, the service delivery, the quality assurance, the dispatch, they're the things that directly impact on the capacity of the business to service its customers. So what we're saying to companies is to have a look at those critical activities, highlight which particular ones are of critical importance in a sense to get the product out the door and to get the money in, and then say, well, what are the skills that are needed in those roles? And if the people who are doing those roles weren't there, who else has those skills that you can fill in gaps? So have you got somebody who might be currently working in, say, marketing and previously did a production role, and you could move them into that? So you need to have a look at your skill set in the round in terms of where would you find those skills, and to start training them up immediately. So this week, even if you know you don't have high levels of absence, to start to do that cross training. So you're putting extra resources in place. And you might also start to think about what temporary resources could you access. So are there people who've left or even people who are on leave that might come in and do that? Another way to look at is how you're actually structuring how the work gets done. So one useful point is to put people into pods. So, for example, split the workforce into two different teams and keep the team separate. So if somebody in one team does come down with the illness and infects other people, at least you have a whole other team who aren't impacted. But you have to be able to keep the two teams separate.
Obviously, companies don't want to have to close over the next week or two, but you would argue that you're better off being honest and saying we can't deliver on our promises rather than attempting to and failing, basically.
Definitely. At the end of the day, people will forgive you. We have a pandemic. This is all about health and safety, and employers need to make sure they understand that and that they don't make employees feel under pressure to come in to deliver a service and then actually increase the spread of the disease. So at all times, it's all about making sure health and safety comes first. And yes, customers will be understanding. Now, you do need to have a communication process in place. So whether that's, you know, social media or your website, you know, if you're closed, put up there aware that you're closed, rather than of people expecting you to be open and not be able to service it. And there's no value in putting out a faulty product and actually damaging your brand. So protection of your brand is really important. And you do that actually by honesty and transparency around it.
Another issue that some employees and employers are going to face over the next while is, and in fact, I was only talking to somebody today in this exact situation, where he took leave over Christmas. He took 2 or 3 days leave over Christmas, but now he has COVID and he wants to claim sick days. Can he get those holiday days back?
If he is, we'd normally use the label certified to be on sick. So if he had something that said he had a, if he had a medical cert, or if he has a text from the HSE to say he's had a positive COVID-19, and those days become certified sick leave days, well then, yes, they don't be your annual leave days because you're actually out on sick. So you can't be both sick and on annual leave. But you do, it's not just me saying, oh, well, I'm not well today and hence I want to claim it a sick back. I do need something like a medical cert or something that says that I'm sick and I can't work.
Okay, and if you've a confirmed case with a PCR test, you'll obviously have your text from the HSE.
You will, yes. But we're also conscious that some people out there have that and they're asymptomatic and they're not unwell. So now that doesn't mean you can go into your workplace, but it doesn't mean you're necessarily very sick. So an employer might ask for a bit of backup around that.
Okay, so the message to companies is to start planning now for the next week or two, which, with 300,000 cases of COVID this week, we are definitely going to see a major impact on companies over the next week. And your advice is to start planning now.
Yes. The other thing they can do is actually have a look at their ways of working. So back when we were talking about people, 12 months ago, and people were going back to the workplace, or even 18 months ago for the first time, a lot of companies put in a COVID response plan. And that looked at how they were going to keep people safe in the workplace, as well as how they might look if they had high levels of absence. It would now be worth going back to that plan and updating it, because just the world has moved on over the last 18 months, and then doing an audit. So are people in your workplace actually maintaining the 2 meter distancing, wear masks when they're supposed to, or have you common areas that might be more risk? So taking some actions around the workplace to make sure you've put in an extra level of prevention of spread would be really helpful. And that would also give people a sense of comfort that as an employer, you're doing that. And then, of course, to go back out with the message, if you're not well or if you have symptoms, don't come to work, go and get yourself tested. Or if you have symptoms when you're at work, flag it immediately to the right person so that that can be dealt with in the workplace. So we're saying go back to the basic rules of what you need to do to keep the workplace safe and, audit that and reinforce that as people come back into the workplace, because they have been out of it for, maybe 2 weeks, maybe for longer if they've been working from home.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mary Connaughton, Director of CIPD Ireland, thank you very much indeed for joining us here on The Hard Shoulder. And I wish all companies the very best over the next couple of weeks. I can only imagine it is going to be a very difficult period with absences. I've known so many people over the last while who are isolating or who have the virus and won't be going to work for the next 2 weeks. It's going to be a bit of a nightmare. But anyway, we wish them all the very best. Look, you're listening to The Hard Shoulder here at News Talk.